Holmes Hutchinson drew up plans for the locks in 1828. There were 76 locks between here and the Erie Canal in Utica, acting as a water elevator, to raise or drop boats a total of 706 feet. Each lock was 90 feet long and 15 feet wide, large enough to accommodate one boat. Boats entered the lock tender closed the doors and either raised or let out the water to make it even with the next level, when the doors were opened. The stones were dry-laid above water and cemented with locally manufactured hydraulic cement below the waterline. The limestone was probably quarried in Oriskany Falls and brought here by ox cart. The floor was built of 8-inch square timbers, covered by 2.5-inch thick pine planks to retain water. The wood swelled and became watertight. The gates on each end were made of thick timbers with a 19-foot wooden balance beam hanging over the top that was used to open and shut the doors, which were set at a 45-degree angle against the current. The lock tender sometimes ran along the top of the balance beam to the other side to close the gates. Canal enthusiasts named the Shenango Canal the best-built canal in the state because almost 100 miles of water was channeled up a 303-foot incline from Binghamton to Bouckville and back down a catastrophic decline of 706 feet to the Erie Canal in Utica.